This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms, as the government has established a vast network of thousands of health and wellness centres across the country. Mr. Modi added that world's largest health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat, which covers 580 million people, is being run to provide free treatment.
Inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms. We run Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest health insurance scheme. It covers 580 million people and provides free treatment. This program was recently extended to cover all Indians above the age of 70 years. We have a network of thousands of health and wellness centers. They screen and detect diseases such as cancer, diabetes, and hypertension. Thousands of public pharmacies provide high quality medicines at far less than the market price.
The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly, which is being held in Geneva, Switzerland, from the 19th to the 27th of this month. Mr. Modi said that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision, and collaboration.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health...
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting to review the progress of the tourism sector in the country. The meeting was attended by Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Minister of State for Tourism Suresh Gopi, and other senior officials. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has briefed the members of all party delegations to be sent abroad as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced to send 7 multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegations, comprising of 59 members of parliament, are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, from tomorrow to the 5th of next month. The delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Baijayant Panda, DMK leader Kanimoy Karunanidhi, Supriya Sule of NCP-SP, and Shiva Sena MP Shrikant Shinde. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries, which include US, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, South Korea, Japan, and Singapore. During the 10-day visit, Indian delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today urged vice chancellors, professors and students to join the nationwide campaign Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, which is scheduled to commence from the 29th of this month. Addressing the conference of vice chancellors of agricultural universities and directors of Indian Council of Agricultural Research ICAR institutes in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan added that the primary focus of the government is to promote science-based agricultural transformation. Ministry of Home Affairs has invited nominations for Padma Awards 2026. The nominations can be submitted online through Rashtriya Puraskar portal till the 31st of July. The ministry, in a statement, said that the nominations should contain all relevant details specified in the format available on the above said portal, including a citation in narrative form, clearly bringing out the distinguished and exceptional achievements of the people recommended in their respective fields. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Rajasthan Royals in Delhi this evening. Major domestic equity indices saw more than 1% decline, dragged down mainly by weakness in auto, FMCG and financial stocks. This fall came amid uncertainty in the global trade environment and due to profit booking at high levels. 30 share index at BSE Sensex fell 873 points to close at 81,186. And that is the end of this news bulletin.